Thank you.
Good afternoon, gamblers.
Tony.
Hey.
This is Bro 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 Bets, a podcast for degenerates by degenerates. Mm-hmm. I am with Todd McComas.
Hello.
Famed sports betting analyst for years and Legendary. Years and years. How long have you been in the game?
Oh, months. I mean, months. 14, 15 months.
14, 15 years for Todd McComas.
He was back in the Jim Feist days.
Yeah.
Jim Feist.
I am your host, Tony DeGuglia. I've been in the sports gambling game for 29 years now.
Is that right?
Nice. 29 years.
Nice. Do you remember a Jim Feist? The reason I'm bringing him up, not that he's a friend or a fan or anything, but he was one of the first guys that said, call my number now and I'll give you the locks for tonight. 1-900, something, 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 uh-huh. something, something. It's like $4.99 a call. He'd give you two picks.
My one roommate back in 2010 had called the number one time. All he did was call it one time just to see what it was.
Sniff it out,
And then this fucking, I can't remember who the dude was, but literally left him like 14 or 15 voicemails single weekend with his best bets. Like he'd give him one free pick and then like literally just harass him for money for more picks. Those guys, hey, they were the trailblazers of this industry.
Hustling.
Did you ever do the little paper slips? You fill out the little slip and the guy would come around and collect them?
Football season? Long and narrow like that? Yeah.
What were those? What are they called? They're called something.
They were called something.
Yeah. They're basically parlays. You had to hit like 10 out of 10 games. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Speaking of parlays, we are here with Jeffrey Gorman, who is trying to take over the Parlay King role. I'm not sure why. What he's doing, he was the original bro man himself. Speaking of parlays, our cup of coffee a day parlay, 5 to win 11,500, did not hit yesterday.
Dadgum!
It did not, surprisingly.
I don't know how.
I don't know how either, but that's why we have the right side, a segment we do every single day to go over yesterday's picks. Under 221, Golden State and Houston, it went over by 3 points. It's just one basket. It's just one little basket.
Just
one little basket, and that's a winner. Houston plus 5.5. How much did they lose? By 6. I mean, if James Harden doesn't lose an eye, that's an easy cover, right, Gorms?
Yeah, no kidding. Don't even get me started on the Bucks and Celtics.
I want to talk to you, though. Can we be done with Seattle?
Yeah, we can, but here's the thing, though. In their defense, Schwarber hits a 3-run bomb.
You're right.
In the 8th.
Right.
You know, so...
But we're getting a lot of Seattle reaction though every time you take them now because they're starting to say that we're a jinx on Seattle.
All right, I'm off my board.
The over hit on that game though, nice and easy. Missed the over on the Angels in Toronto by 1. That was a tough one. Mm-hmm. The big guy in the mound for the Yanks didn't really come through.
He did. He got his 3,000th last night. And he quit.
Yeah, he did. Boston got blown out. Which
didn't see that coming.
Which we should have. I read the stat. The Milwaukee Bucks are now 19-1, and I believe 17-3 against the spread after a loss. So we should have known that. Yeah. We did actually talk about it. We gave you that stat. Indians. Easy win there.
Yeah, that was easy.
The Phillies didn't show up.
How about that? That was the biggest upset in of the whole slate.
MLB slate, yeah.
They were minus 200 or something.
They just didn't hit.
Tigers.
Columbus Blue Jackets, just an easy win from Gorms. You also had the San Jose Sharks, win. And then I had Ajax, who with the
1-0.
Easy Champions League win. Tottenham was decimated. I told you that. Yeah. Everyone was out. Todd told you that too.
I know. Yeah. I
tried to tell you.
Tony confirmed his degeneracy yesterday. Is that a word, degeneracy?
Yeah, I think
it is.
Let's just make it. When I saw over the wire on my computer, Ajax goes up 1-0. I said, hey, T-Bone.
Oh yeah.
You got the orange up 1-0 right now. He goes, old news.
Old news, buddy.
Yeah, he's already on it.
That was a no doubter. That was a no doubter. Some show news. We have decided. During the downtime of summer, around June, July, we are going to go through and do an NFL team a day. They're over-unders, team props, stuff like that. And we will be having one of the beat writers or something like that from each team call in.
Nice.
So those are our plans for the downtime of this summer. Just a little show info for you to catch up. Because there is a rough point of this summer where it's really just only baseball to bet on. Before football starts kicking in. So we're going to do that during the downtime. Yeah. Fill some space there.
Hey, before we go over some games, I had a funny one yesterday on social media.
Okay.
I won't give out any names, but he's like, hey, what's going on with the Derby and talking like this? And I said, this, that, and the other post positions are today.
Yep.
Comes out type thing. And then he goes, yeah, I'm really looking at it because I've been hitting the dogs here down in Florida. And I'm like, what? He's like, oh, yeah, playing the dogs. And I'm like, dude, that's harder than highlight. I don't know if anybody remembers what highlight is.
Yeah.
But you can bet on that. But yeah, he's having some fun with the dogs.
Are we gonna start getting dogs picks?
Do we
you have a dog guy now?
I do have a dog guy.
I'll tell you that for the Derby, today a popular radio show around here that I listen to in the morning wanted suggestions for names for
hilarious names.
Horses in the Derby.
It. Please fucking
that
say
cannot
your name.
Be used in the Derby.
Yeah.
And I put in Superman's Kryptonite. And they didn't read it.
They didn't read it?
No, I don't think so.
That's gold, Jerry. That's fucking gold.
Yeah.
But they were laughing coming in off break after I sent it. So I'm hoping they were laughing and be like, yeah, but we don't want to lose any sponsors. So.
I mean, I think that's just comedy gold. Speaking of gold, let's get to our picks. Let's start in the NBA tonight. We have Blazers +4 at the Denver Nuggets. I'm going to start with Gorms because he had this pick right the other night when Todd and I had it wrong. Who you going tonight?
She going 7, boys. It's a 2-0 lead for the Denver Nuggets in this series. They cover the 4, then it flips back to Portland. They win back-to-back games.
Okay.
So I'm saying right now up 1-0. They're up 2-0 after tonight covering the 4.
Todd, what do you think?
I'm taking the over, 219.5. I think I'm going to take the over every game. I think you suggested that last time. I mean, there's not much defense going on. A lot of fucking offensive power on both sides of the house. I think they're going to hit it for sure.
Okay, so you're taking the over.
Yep.
I, Anthony DeGilio, am going with the Blazers +4. I'm going against you, Gorms. I have Blazers blinders on.
Yeah, you're not smart sometimes, Tony.
Well, I mean, Aminu and Harkless both go for 2 points each in game one for Portland. And then for Denver, fucking Jokic went off. Murray went off. Fucking Millsap had a great game. Everything kind of went their way. And it was still a decently close game.
Yeah.
So I just think that Portland, maybe with a little more, that's the thing about on the road in the playoffs. The stars are going to be the stars pretty much every single game, but it's the bench and role players who seem to play better at home and not on the road. But I mean, if Aminu and Harkless do anything, I think the Portland can keep it within four.
You heard it right there. 24 hours from now, it's apology time. Me to Tony, to me.
Listen, that's why we do the right side. That's why we own our picks the next day.
Right.
With that being said, probably not going to have a show tomorrow. We have a charity golf outing from 9 a.m. until probably 6 p.m. So probably not going to be a show tomorrow. We will tweet out the picks, though, at BroBroBets on Twitter. Or you can follow our picks, myaction.app /BroBroBets there. All right, so that's it for the NBA tonight. Do you boys have anything for the Major League Baseball slate?
I have two.
Okay.
I'm theming it again. I have two.
You're whatting it again?
I'm going to theme
my theme.
Picks.
Theme.
I like it.
What's the theme today, Doug?
First 5 unders.
Okay, love that.
Cubs and the Mariners.
Yep.
They're in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
I like the under at 4.5. The Cubs are starting John Lester with a 2.37 ERA. The Mariners are going with Marco Gonzalez, 2.8 ERA. I think that's that's very much a lock, in my opinion. And the second one is the Blue Jays against the Angels. They're in L.A. The Blue Jays have Stroman on the mound, and the Angels have Felix Pena, which, surprisingly enough, not related to one of my favorite actors, Michael Pena.
Michael Pena, okay.
That was a big surprise to me.
Okay.
So Stroman, 1.43 ERA, and Felix Pena, 3.63
All right, so
ERA.
You are...
Under 4.5.
You are going, basically, the Cubs under first 5 and the Angels under first 5. Not their team totals, but the game under the game. Gorms, what do you have
for me? I got a little afternoon tip going here.
Oh, I love a good afternoon tip.
And I'm going down to Tejas, and I'm taking Shelby Miller with the 7.52 ERA,
He's not been great,
but this team has scored 14 and 15 in consecutive games in the last 3.
Are you going against the Buccos?
I am going against Jamison Taillon.
Tyon. Jesus Christ.
Whatever. I've got a misspelling here. I got four.
No,
he's got a 4.6 ERA. He's 1-3 on the year. I am taking Texas at home against your Buccos.
It's actually a really good pick. I saw this morning that the Rangers are one of the best teams in the league, first five against righties. That's what Tyon is versus the Buccos, who are terrible on the road. Were you going for the game there, or first five? I didn't hear the very start of that.
I apologize. I didn't really come out with it. I know that Texas will win this game going away. They're going to be plus. They're plus 120 at home, boys.
There you go.
Why are they? Because of Shelby Miller? It's probably because of Shelby Miller.
I guess at high ERA.
And the Buccos just won. They lost eight straight. And then they won last night.
Yeah, and then they're big-time favorites today. That doesn't add up.
That was big for – yeah, it's a weird line there. Yeah. I am going St. Louis Cardinals. Ooh. Team total over 3.5 runs. They are facing Scherzer and the Washington Nationals. St. Louis is number 4 in runs per game. The last five starts for Scherzer, last five starts have gone over 3.5. So St. Louis is a good hitting team. I assume they will do the same. Just over 3.5 for the St. Louis Cardinals runs. And then I am taking the Dodgers first five. They got Ryu on the mound. He has an ERA of 2. And San Francisco ranks 29th versus lefties and in runs scored. And the Dodgers are actually pretty decent against Bumgarner. So I am going Dodgers first five with Ryu on the mound. Those are our MLB picks, boys. Am I correct?
I think you are.
All right, let's get Nicky Skates in here.
Let's roll.
Host of Hockey. Host of Hockey Talk, which airs. Is a new one airs today?
Yes, sir.
Hockey Talk is our hockey podcast with Jeffrey Gorman, Nick Romualdo, and starting center for the Arizona Cardinals, AQ Shipley.
He's got a fun story. I tell you what, he's got a great one today.
A good story today?
He is meshing the ice with the NFL gridiron fields. It's a great one. It's a must hear.
Okay. So that's today on That's Hockey Talk. You could listen to that on anywhere that you listen to podcasts. And we welcome in Nicky Skates for tonight's picks. Nicky Skates, how are you?
Nicky!
Fantastic, boys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Gorms teased a little story today in Hockey Talk from AQ. Pretty good.
It was a great story.
Yeah.
How to deal with pests, a little pest control. AQ didn't handle it well.
So Gorman last night was 2-0 with the Blue Jackets and Sharks. How did you do?
I was 1-1. I took Boston the away teams.
Okay. The away teams in the NHL playoffs have been doing great, as well as the Dogs. Does that continue tonight? What do you think, Raldi?
Well, to me, tonight, the Islanders on the road, it is literally do or die.
Yep.
Figuratively, I should say. Literally, it's not, because they still have to lose 4 games. But if they don't win this game tonight, I don't see how they win the series. So I'm taking the Islanders tonight.
I heard a stat this morning. Teams that went 0-2 at home in the NHL playoffs, and then for game 3 on the road, have won 80%.
Is that true?
Of the games. Yes, 80%.
I would not have guessed that.
Yeah, that's true, Jeffrey.
Locking that in
so,
right now.
So Nick is going with that, and the Islanders minus 105 on the road. What do you have for Blues and Stars?
And then I'm sticking with St. Louis on the road, because like I said, until they lose on the road, I'm not going to bet against them.
Smart.
And I don't think anyone else should either.
They are 4-0 on the road, going for 5-0 tonight. Gorbs, what do you have?
I got Carolina closing out the series, even though there will be one more game after this. Carolina wins at home, though I am fearful of what Barry Trotz brings to the ice tonight.
Are you fearful of a backup 35-year-old goaltender starting tonight?
Not at all.
Okay, what do you got for the Stars and Blues game?
I'm just taking it. It's one of those things. It's a commanding 3-1 series lead. If St. Louis wins tonight, I don't see it at Dallas. So I am going opposite of Nick Skates. I'm taking the home teams tonight. I'm taking the Stars and the Hurricanes.
Jesus Christ.
There's nothing new here.
Will you two ever get on the same page?
I'm just watching hockey and telling you what I think. What do you want from me? Nothing personal, guys.
I am taking the under 5 in the Islanders and Canes game. The Islanders games have gone over 5 just once, one time in the entire playoffs so far. And the only game that went over was game 1 versus the Pens. So every single game since that, so what is that, 5 games in a row has gone under the 5. So I'm just watching hockey and making picks.
Here's my theory, real quick.
Okay.
Bad team the last couple years. Yes, Nick, would you agree?
The Islanders or Hurricanes?
Good team this year. All right?
Yeah.
The addition of Tavares?
I'd say that about both of them, yeah.
Right? But losers lose. I mean, they're getting to this thing, and they had a huge first-round series win. Huge for that franchise.
Are you saying Carolina is a juggernaut the last few years?
No, but I'm just saying I think the Islanders are going to be the Islanders tonight. Pretty good team, got better, made the playoffs. you know, got us, and it just continues to roll that they blew their wad in the first round. I don't know how else to say.
I don't know. They've faced adversity all year. I think tonight is, like we said, do or die, and they have to win tonight. So if they have any guts at all, they're going to show up and they're going to win. They're playing a backup goaltender who had a decent year, pretty good year, but he's still an old guy, and he didn't look incredibly sharp in that third period he got to play. They hit a couple posts on him, so we'll see. That if they're ever going to win a game, this one is it.
Well, I tell you what, the under in the St. Louis-Dallas game, I'm sure you guys saw this, but the under is getting 32% of the bets, but it's 56% of the money.
So you're saying the sharp bettors are on the under there.
On it hard.
All season long, Dallas was the number one under team in the league. The last couple games have gone over, though, in that series. So what you're saying is hockey, as it has been for the last 3 weeks in the playoffs, is a fucking coin flip.
Sure.
Yeah. Especially with these teams that are left. You know, there's no real dominant team left in the race here. So
I saw the Sharks moved to the favorites to win the cup now after last night. Do you like them at all?
I do. I said that was actually the team I was going to root for was whoever won that Vegas San Jose series. And the Sharks, as long as Martin Jones is playing well and he seems to have figured it out a little bit, I like them a lot.
All right. Appreciate it, Raldi. That's Hockey Talk. Find that anywhere that you listen to podcasts. Last thing for the day, Champions League, Liverpool versus Barcelona.
I got this, Tony.
You have a pick here.
I've never come into a soccer, but I caught a blurb.
Okay.
All right. And all it said to me last night was Barcelona.
Really?
Barcelona.
I'm thinking Liverpool.
Barcelona.
Are you're a big Messi guy?
I saw a little thing on it last night. I know we're getting into the guts and glory of that season when it comes, if there is, I wouldn't call them playoff rounds, but whatever you want to call them, what they're in right now over there.
Okay.
Barcelona.
I actually brought that up just to say that I do not have a pick today for that. It's Liverpool is playing really, really good. Barcelona is really, really good.
It's a toe in the water, Tony. I just said I'm going to keep this in my back pocket and share it with Todd and Tony tomorrow. Barcelona.
Well, just enjoy the beautiful game today.
Okay.
The reason that I think Liverpool is because our buddy from the North, Gump,
is
coming in town today.
And he is the biggest
Liverpool fan. Okay.
Yeah, that would then.
That might be the swing.
I'm gonna kneel down to that one then.
I was thinking a toe for Liverpool.
I mean, it's science. Yeah.
They did get to the Champions League final last year. Mm-hmm. Barcelona has not done as well in the Champions League, and you could take the half a point, half a goal, just like I did with Ajax yesterday with Liverpool, and just, you know, because then you got, if Liverpool wins, you're good. If it draws, you're good. The only situation where you lose is if Barcelona wins. So I think I'm going to lean Barcelona plus the half.
Okay. But I mean,
when I mean Barcelona plus the half, I mean Liverpool plus
the half. But crazy stuff happens. And if this guy's coming down from Canada who loves a beautiful game and he loves Liverpool, I mean, you do the math, Todd.
I think that tilts the odds.
Yeah. All right. So that is our picks for today.
By the way, I don't know any soccer. Just,
I know you
just for the record.
Do you have any horses?
Pronounce Barcelona.
The only thing I got on horses, and I will have some updates, and tomorrow we aren't on the air, but we will be definitely tweeting on Thursday and Friday some picks. But I've been riding Country House.
Yes, you have.
Okay, speed horse, great odds. He got the 20 post position.
Not a good post, huh?
Okay. That mile and 16th race just turned into a mile and a half race for that colt. So I'm still throwing him in to hit the board. He's just not going to – you're not going to win from the 20 unless you're an elite
horse. Taking the place.
That's what I'm thinking of. He's got great finishing speed. I've been looking at other horses. So that's my little nugget for today. Country House, throw him in your, in one of your exactas and one of your trifectas, superfectas, and one of your exotics. He's got to be part of it.
What's your favorite gate position?
Just go in the middle of the pack. Or if you got a great horse that has the run, you've seen his season this year, and he's got six races, and he's on the one, and he's 6-0 or 5-1.
Get to the rail quickly.
That's what I'm saying. The rail, I love the rail. And you know, I don't know what the weather is right now in Louisville.
I know it's supposed to rain here in Indianapolis, which is only an hour away from Louisville, pretty much.
Yeah. A couple hours, yeah. No, yeah. Hour and a half.
But either way, it's supposed to rain here Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So if it's anything like that in Louisville, we're talking about slop. And we're talking about a mutter, and his mutter was a mutter, and his fodder was a mutter. So you got to pick a mutter.
Yeah. And right now I'm leaning Roadster.
Roadster?
I'm just throwing it in.
I mean, that's the first time I've heard Roadster out of you for the entire time.
Well, it's the first time I've talked about winning this horse race. And Country House has always been in there. There's Roadster. 20 great horses. Bodie Meister is not going to get in. A good horse who didn't make it in. He's the 21 out of 20. Stuff like that is all jockeying around in this post position. Right now, today, it's Roadster winning the roses.
Okay, I still like Superman's Kryptonite to win. Okay, now that all those picks have been done, let's go through.
He's a backbreaker, I'll tell you that.
Let's go through a cup of coffee a day parlay, not as big as yesterday, obviously. We have the Portland Trailblazers versus the Denver Nuggets, under 219.5 from Todd. We have the first five Chicago Cubs, Seattle Mariners, under 5 from Todd. We have the Blue Jays, LA Angels, under first 5 from Todd. The Texas Rangers, plus 130 with Shelby Miller on the mound against Jameson Taillon from Uncle Gormley's there. We have the first five LA Dodgers from me. We have the New York Islanders and St. Louis Blues from Nick. Just going completely.
Yep.
Should we? I was going to ask.
It's only 2-0 last night.
I know you were 2-0. Should we take the NHL out of it and just go for, like, we need a winning night here. We need a winning night. Or do you want. Do you want your picks, Gorms, or what are you in? You're the
Tony. You know what I do?
I'm giving you NHL. Say you're giving it.
We're going
to
give you the trump card today.
I know, but I have change in my pocket.
So how confident are you, though? Since it's an opposing bet, are you super confident on both, or is there one over the other where you're like
on the NHLs?
Yeah.
Okay. Super confident on Carolina, not so confident on Dallas.
Okay, so you're super confident on Carolina.
Yes, of taking out the Islanders.
Even though I gave you the 80% stat.
Carolina, they're going to make a move. If this team can hoist the cup, they're making a Disney film.
I tell you, I'm not.
All right, well, we're going Carolina.
I don't know a lot about hockey, but that team seems like they have something special going on right now.
Oh, yeah, all season long.
The fucking grit. Yeah. I mean.
All right, and then Todd, you want that under 5 for the Blue Stars?
I do. I like it.
All right, fine.
Sure. After what you said, and I saw where the sharp money's at, that's heavy. Heavy in that direction.
Fuck it. So with hockey, we are doing my pick, the Islanders and Carolina under 5, because the Islanders haven't gone over 5 in 6 games
can't
or whatever.
Score. They can't score.
Hurricanes, minus 115 from Gorms.
Thank you.
The St. Louis Blues, plus 100. They are undefeated on the road from Nicky Rawlsey. And then the under in that game from good old Uncle Todd. And that is $5 to not a bad little payout.
Let me see it, Tony.
$5 to win $1,700.
That's not bad at
let's
all.
Let's go.
And hold on, I'm going to try this thing now. I am, because if doubles,
all right, so Gorms,
if
every
doubles
day,
hits,
you guys don't hear it because he rolls the dice every day before the show.
But
and
now I'm doing
hits,
it. I had to, yeah.
Doubles hits, we automatically win the cup of coffee day parlay.
Thank you.
It hasn't. Doubles have not hit.
Does not mean if I don't hit. If I don't hit doubles, it doesn't mean we're not going to win this thing.
No,
it just
roll
is,
the dice.
Yeah. Okay. It didn't come out like we wanted, but it's close, is what I'm saying.
What'd you roll?
6-2.
Okay.
That's not terrible. That's an 8.
That's an 8, man. Eight.
That's a soft 8. If, if we're hitting 6s and 8s all day, we're making money.
Hey, I like this 1700 tonight, boys.
All right, so that's 5 to win 1700. We appreciate everything you guys do for us. Tell your friends. We are going to keep sending in questions. We're collecting those right now. We'll start answering those. If you guys want to see anyone on the show, anyone you want us to reach out to as far as people you like for gambling, DM us and we will reach out to them to get on the show. We're going to start adding some guests.
Nice.
So, yeah, I mean, we got some stuff lined up here for Bro Bets. As long as you guys keep listening, we'll keep putting these out. We'll try to keep winning as we have been. All that. Well, the last thing we could do for you
say
guys
it,
is,
Tony.
Is wish you good luck.
Good luck.
Buena suerte.
Pay him. Pay that man his money.